Chapter 18. Esperanto. Reading. When you were a child, did you ever try to make your own language? Many children in America play these types of language game. One type is called Pig Latin. Quite simply, the first letter of the word is put at the end with the suffix A. For example, the name Pig Latin becomes Igpe Atenle. In real life, sometimes there are attempts to create languages. For example, there are programming languages such as Fortran that are used in computers. Others, the kind we actually may use in speech, are simply called man-made languages. Probably the most famous of these man-made languages is called Esperanto. Today we're going to look at Esperanto, why it was created, what it is based upon, and its use in the world today. Esperanto was created by L.L. Zamenhof at the end of the 19th century. Its purpose was to create a neutral international language, one without borders or association with any single ethnic group. One might say that it was a bit of a utopian idea. Esperanto's basic rules and vocabulary came mostly from European languages such as Latin, German, and Slavic languages. Many of Esperanto's rules are quite simple to learn. For example, the language is said to be highly phonetic. This means the word is said the way that it is spelled. English, for example, is less so. Many words in English, such as photo or bot, are spelled differently than they are pronounced. Compounding is also a common feature of Esperanto. This means that words are combined with other words to make new words. This means that fewer words must be learned for communication. Esperanto began with around 1,000 root words that may be combined to form new words. Today, Esperanto dictionaries may list as many as 20,000 roots. Esperanto has quietly continued to grow since it was first developed. Today, there are said to be over 100 magazines and newspapers which publish in Esperanto. There are also radio stations in several countries which broadcast in Esperanto. The number of speakers worldwide who use Esperanto is said to be between 1 and 2 million. China alone, by some estimates, may have as many as 1 million speakers. There are also yearly international conferences where the language of use is Esperanto. While never fully achieving its goal of a world language in the sense that other languages, such as English, French, or Spanish have, Esperanto remains the most successful of the communicative man-made languages.